This is Fox Sports 1280 Rochester.
Due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
Hey, John, but you found out pretty quick that the club, we run Tokyo.
That's right.
And soon, John, we will run the WWE. But that can't happen till we get rid of you.
Hey, everybody, this is Jim Cornette, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK.
The time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Welcome to the Pain Clinic for July 9th. Holidays today. Well, just one. It's National Sugar Cookie Day. Birthdays today. Former WWE champ, tag champ with Charlie Haas, as well as three-time Intercontinental and one-time U.S. United States champ Shelton Benjamin turns 41 today. I'm sure his mama's proud. Mama Benjamin.
I met her.
Yeah, me too. We got to hang out with her a little bit.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, actually, that's what she said. She was falling down the stairs. All right, Pain Clinic's brought to you by Salvador's Old Fashioned Pizzeria.
Is she really?
No. It's old Eddie Murphy bit.
Rich pushed her.
The Pain Clinic's brought to you by Salvador's Old Fashioned Pizzeria. Palmer's Food Service, Donuts Light, Empire Culver. Join us tonight for UFC 200 at Salvador's at the garage door, 149 Eastridge Road. 10 p.m. start time, so get there early. Light heavyweight champ Daniel Cormier battles Anderson Silva. Yes, the card has changed. We'll talk about that in a minute. Women's bantamweight champion Misha Tate defends her belt. And the return of Brock Lesnar as he fights Mark Hunt. Hosted by us and drinking some prizes and drink specials all night long. That's tonight at Salvatore's at the garage door. UFC 200. And actually, you can go to Salvatore's Saloon in Scottsville. There's no cover for either of these places tonight. Pick the one closest to you. Come out and enjoy. And actually, the prelims start at 8 on FX1. The prelims are just as good as any fight night you've seen. There's some great fights on that. So, you know, get there 8 o'clock, get there early, you know, camp at a seat, you know, set your stuff up, be all ready, be comfortable, because you're going to have 6 or 7 straight hours of UFC fights. So definitely check it out. But we'll be there at Salvatore's. Come on out, 149 Eastridge Road. At 10 o'clock is when the official UFC 200 starts. I think there's going to be some surprises there. And I'll have a good time, I promise you. And there's some great food there and lots of to drink and lots of adult beverages and kids are welcome. So come on out. What other plugs we've got? That's about it. Hey, interested in roller derby? Fancy yourself as a skater? The job of being an official more up your alley? Rock City Roller Derby needs you. Contact them at rockderbyrecruitment@gmail.com and become one of us, the few, the proud Rock City Roller Derby. Welcome to the show today. I'm the Cash Man, Richie Rich. I am joined by Mark Fantasia. Can we call him the Mark again?
The Mark. I knew you'd come.
Mark, did you get your tickets for the Buffalo SmackDown show yet?
Not yet. From what I understand, one of us out of four have. Have you?
I have not.
Okay, so one out of four of us have so far.
There's one. Okay,
just and the best one.
Speaking of, to your left, to our radio right, joining us, Apex Predator from Rock City Roller Derby and huge WWE fan. You got unicorns
Can
on today.
You just call me huge?
I said huge WWE fan. You got unicorns on, I just noticed.
I do. I always have unicorns on.
Sister Apex, I knew you'd come.
All right, and of course we're joined by Brother DC.
Brother DC, let me tell you.
Oh, you didn't do that. I knew you'd come. I was going to give it to you, Rich. You started it.
DC Dan Cole joins us. And
good morning.
He's managing the Twitter as well as the texter. If you want to text us, you can text us.
He's multi-talented with his hands and talking at the same time. And he's playing Pokemon right now.
He's got to catch them all.
He's catching them in the studio. You know, it's like
at least I'm not crashing my car.
No, that's true. So
we're walking into trees.
No, just misspelling back to you on Twitter.
Yeah, so welcome to the Pain Clinic. We've got a lot of stuff to talk about today. You can either call us at 222-1280 or you can text us at that number if you're shy. I know there's some shy ones out there.
Wow. Could you have made that sound any creepier, Cash?
Well, thank you.
Hey.
But first of all, we're going to talk about tonight. Shy people. We're going to talk a little bit.
Come here. Got some candy in the back of my car.
I wasn't going to go there. Nevertheless, hey, welcome to the show. We got to talk first before we get going too far about UFC 200 tonight. The biggest event of the year. Biggest event of UFC for the year. And what does John Jones go and do? Nothing but
biggest idiot in UFC.
I mean, listen, he's from Rochester, so I usually give him a break.
We shouldn't be proud of that right now.
No, because he's had two positive tests on both of his samples taken, and most likely will be suspended for 2 years from UFC, which could very, very well mean the end of his time with UFC or his career. Because, I mean, 2 years, I was talking with someone yesterday, and he said, well, he'll go to Japan and fight because they don't care. So, I mean, well, maybe he will.
Yeah, have fun with that.
What was it, 6 days before the event?
Two days. They came out Wednesday.
Thursday.
Yeah,
Thursday, I'm sorry.
It was Wednesday late night, and then Thursday is when they had all the press conferences, and then Friday they added Anderson Silva to take on Daniel Cormier now. It's just an idiotic maneuver. And you know what? And I feel bad. I mean, everyone was crying, yes. But John Jones, you know, he knew what he was doing. I mean, he bold-facedly says he has no idea, and it's like, but when you have, I can understand. You know, I mean, a lot of people are saying it's diuretics. He's trying to lose weight. They have to take these, you know, because he has to make weight or he's going to be in big trouble. And there's a lot of pressure on him to making weight in the UFC. If it was just diuretics, he won't get the 2 year suspension. But when shows two failed drugs, and then I begin to believe it was a PED, and we'll see what happens as the information comes out. But we might have seen the last of him in the UFC, which maybe it's a good thing. We won't get the rematch of him and Daniel Cormier. They were about to make a ton of money, you know, because they were the main event of the pay-per-view. Now the main event, after that happens, immediately they move Brock Lesnar versus Mark Hunt up to the main event for about 12 hours. Mark, you know, of course, Brock Lesnar's first fight back since 2011. So it's been a few years since he's fought in UFC. What do you guys think? Is he ready? I mean, do you think, you know, I mean, and we're kind of trying to figure out which the logistics of how he can work, because they announced on WWE this past week that he's going to be taking on Randy Orton at SummerSlam. That was the big reveal on, and they also mentioned that he's fighting in UFC too. So that's the first time WWE TV actually acknowledged he's going to be fighting for the UFC too.
Can I ask this?
Yeah.
If he gets knocked out tonight, does him and Orton really matter?
I think, you know what's funny is some of the first questions people were asking him is, what if you get killed? Is it going to hurt your marketability? Stephanie McMahon came out and said, yeah, it's definitely going to hurt his marketability.
Did you hear his response?
Yeah, he didn't care what she had to say.
He goes, I don't give a sh-.
beep. And he said he didn't. And he said, you know, I don't care what she thinks. And what probably will not hurt his marketability. It just shows him as a tougher guy going out there and actually, you know, legitimately beating people. And that's another thing he said that really irked a lot of people is he said, I haven't been in competition, real competition in years, you know, and it's like, and some people took that bad because he's, you know, athletic competition. Well, he is when he wrestles, but I mean, it's not, you know, it's not like he's going to actually beating people up. He's just, you know, he's just putting on a good match.
He is a big guy though who could probably take a beating.
Oh, well, I mean, did you see the size disparity between him and Mark Hunt when they stood face to face? Brock Lesnar looks like he's about, you know, 8 inches taller than him, and you know, he did weigh in at 265.5 yesterday. That's the limit's 265. If you're fighting for a title, you have to be under that. But if you're fighting just a heavyweight title, it can be a pound either way. So he was allowed to come in at 265.5. But he's the kind of guy, too, that will go out and, you know, probably put on 10 pounds in the next day because you're allowed to. As soon as you make the weigh-in, then you're allowed to go and, you know, rehydrate yourself and do other things. A lot of people put a lot of weight back on. I mean, Brock Lesnar does not look at 265. I mean, he looks a lot heavier than that. So we'll see how it goes. But what do you guys think about, Danny, we were talking just a little bit about, you know, where he's positioned on the card. Do you think that might have something to do with his WWE contract?
There is definitely not a coincidence that he was named the main event And then shortly thereafter, he was removed as the main event because I'm guessing WWE pitched a fit saying, hey, we said you could use Lesnar. There's no way we're letting you use him as your main event draw for this pay-per-view. That's not part of the deal.
Yeah, and you know the reason they're using him is because every fight he's ever been on with UFC has drawn a million buys, and they felt throwing him on there would just bring it maybe to 2 million.
And I'm sorry, this is nothing against the ladies, but Miesha Tate, that fight, that's not your main event for UFC 200.
Well, we also mentioned if Brock Lesnar wasn't on this card, what would be left of this card?
You know, what would have happened if they never struck this deal? UFC 200 would be remembered. Well, I mean, it hasn't happened yet. But, I mean, think about it. Losing Jones, not having Brock Lesnar, this could have been, you know, this should be UFC's biggest night. It could have ended up being one of their most disappointing. I mean, it still might be. It hasn't happened yet. We'll have to see.
Well, and as we already discussed, though, right before the main event, we discussed this before we got on air. Right before the main event of the last pay-per-view or the one before that was when they announced Brock Lesnar was coming back, right? They showed that promo.
Yeah.
Danny said right before that, you know, right before the women do enter the ring or something, or enter the octagon, the lights are going to go out and you're going to hear a little Joan Jett.
Hey, why not?
I think you're correct, too, because, I mean, that's why they, I think another reason why they moved the Miesha Tate fight back to the main event, because Ronda's going to come out before that main event starts, or she's going to come out after it ends, depending if Miesha Tate wins.
But tell me that wouldn't get the crowd to pop there.
Well, they learned something from the WWE, because that's how they did the last show with Brock Lesnar. The image popped up right before the main event, and it's like Brock Lesnar's back, and everyone freaked out.
Except Rousey's cashing in the night.
She's got money in the bank with her. Yeah, it'd be very interesting. I think that.
What would you do if UFC allowed that?
Well, I mean, we still want to see the tag teams in the UFC and the three ways.
Survivor Series.
The three ways.
Yeah, that would be. No, you know, we can't add that much WWE to it, but you never know. I mean,
why not? It would be a lot better than WWE.
Well, and they're also talking possibly about having a Punk appearance tonight too to start hyping his fight, which is a couple of UFCs away. He's going to be in Cleveland September 10th on UFC 203.
So that's when he's losing?
That's when he's taking on Mickey Gale. Yeah, it's not, you know, I don't know if tickets went on sale yet, but it's like usually I try to get like press if I could go to it, but I'm not absolutely sure because they're going to be in New York too coming up soon, but That's what's going on here tonight. So you guys, if you got anything, nothing to do at all or anything to do, find your way to out to Salvatore's, either the Salvatore's Saloon out in Scottsville or come out to Salvatore's at the garage door. 10 o'clock it starts. Going to be a lot of rowdy people there. It's going to be like a big party situation. We're all going to be having a good time. I've got a few autographed cards to give away that I got. We have some autographed the UFC cards that if you
cash a signature.
No, not my signature. Actually, we had Brian Christopher do it for us. No. There's a long story about that maybe we'll tell on the air someday if someone doesn't get too angry about Brian Christopher signing his dad's name on some stuff. But nevertheless, I probably just gave it all away there. But
yeah. And the story's over, really.
But why don't we take a break on that? Give us a call, 222-1280, Star Trek. We've got a lot of things to talk about.
We will
about.
Talk about wrestling.
Yeah, and we want to talk about the final deletion before Brother Fantasia, Brother DC Dan.
Delete!
I think we call you Sister Apex.
Sister Apex.
All right. Sister.
Okay. And baby Max Allen. All right, we got to go to break. You listen to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
I don't have a submission hold.
Mr. Young, look at me. Look at me. Don't be a chicken. Be a master of the cross face chicken wing.
Wait a second, coach. Wait a second. Are you giving me your finishing hold?
Yes, but remember, it belongs to everybody that wants to fight for what they believe in. And right now, I believe in Darren Young, and I want him to be great again.
Now we have to go and fight them on their turf where they have the advantage.
Guys, everything up until now has been fun and games. But if you don't see what's going on, if you don't see the danger that's in front of us, if you don't see the threat that Bray Wyatt is to us, then I don't think that the New Day will be able to survive.
My gift is too enormous to be confined by a material possession. My gift to King Maxwell, who will one day be the heir to the haughty name, to the haughty throne, is I am going to expunge the evil enigma from our family tree forever. I am going to restore honor to the haughty name. That is why I have invited all of you here, because these events must be documented. Please light this candle, my beautiful wife. This candle will burn for eternity, representing you. And it will only be extinguished when Brother Nero has truly been deleted. I love the two of you more than anything. So today, at sunset, the final deletion takes place. Señor Benjamin, prepare the battlefield for massacre.
Yes, Mr. Hardy.
Hi, everybody. This is WWE Hall of Famer Jim Ross, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic, Brother Nero.
I say we dive right in on this.
Oh, well, hold on. Before we get too far, I got one real big plug. Today, Upstate Pro Wrestling is Red, White, and Bruised. It's taking place at 1200 Buffalo Road. Doors open at 6 p.m. You can get your tickets at upstateprowrestling.com or just get them at the door as you go in. A friend of ours on the show, Ian DeKay, wrestling his last match in Rochester. Ian DeKay at the Eagles Club will be wrestling his final match in New York. And you do not want to miss that. He's a friend of the show. He's been a Rochester wrestling guy. We all live and die and follow his ups and downs on Facebook, so definitely check that out. Lots of great matches. We'll talk about that if we can squeeze it in a little bit later. But don't forget tonight, if you're going to see some wrestling in town, go to the Eagles Club, 1200 Buffalo Road, 6 p.m. The door's open. Go and catch Red, White, and Bruised Upstate Pro Wrestling. And we got to talk a little bit about the final. Oh, wait a second. Let's take a call before we go to the final deletion. I know I keep putting it off, but we've got Fats. Fats, what's up, brother?
Hey, what's up, bro? I was just wondering, had you guys heard about the MMA fights in town today?
Oh, is it at the Main Street Armory? No.
No, it's at the Victory Community Center in Henrietta, yeah. And there's 9 fights tonight.
Yes, it's a church there. It's right off of East Henrietta Road. You can see it clear as day.
Yeah, that big church, yep. It's called Caged Chaos. I don't know. I'm going to the fights. Anybody that goes, I guess, can see the UFC pay-per-view for free afterwards.
Oh, really? Well, I know where you can see it for free tonight. Come out and join us at Salvatore's at the Garage Door or Salvatore's Saloon. But I will say
Are you guys going to be out there in Scottsville tonight?
We won't be there. We'll be out in Irondequoit.
Oh, you'll be at the Garage Door.
But you know what? But as they're changing Salvatore's, we might get split up a little bit for these, and each one of us go to a different one or something like that. You know, we'll see what happens. But the Victory Church, they've trained MMA fighters. Every time they have like a local fight here in the Main Street Armory, half the guys on those cards are from that church. And they're excellent, excellent fighters. I mean, now that it's legal in New York, it's going to change the way things are done. But definitely, if you want to see some MMA fighting, you know, live before you go out to watch UFC, definitely check it out. It's right off of East Henrietta Road.
Actually, a friend of mine's fighting for the 135-pound title tonight.
Oh, very cool. I mean,
a kid from Caledonia.
Really? I know that
Quentin Marazzi, his name is.
Okay, are you going to be in his corner?
I'm going to be there, and I'm going to be loud as hell. You know me, bro.
Yes, sir. Well, thank you for the information on that, because you know what? There's so much stuff to do tonight, you know, and it's like I think if you like MMA, you're definitely going to want to check that out, because for the longest time, they were talking about bringing a fight night here to Rochester before the end of the year. It still may happen now, but it was because John Jones was forcing the situation.
Right.
He's kind of out.
Oh, my God. And you guys know I love me some John Jones, but... Man, can this dude be more of an F-up?
Yeah, he definitely is messed up. He definitely, and it's like, you know, the thing is, you know, because everyone's been telling him for years he's the greatest fighter in the UFC, because he has one loss on his record that really was a disqualification. So
no one's
ever beaten him in the octagon. And people, and you keep feeding that guy that information, eventually his head blows up, you know? And I mean, and I've heard stories, he's not the greatest guy outside of the octagon, too. I've heard, you know, I can't be specific, but I know that he's just not the nice. He wouldn't sign a belt because I guess someone, this was, Murph was telling me this last night. We were watching at Salvatore's the fight night, and he was telling me that he wouldn't sign a belt for a kid because the kid didn't win it. You know, and I mean, that's just silly, you know? It's like, it's a kid, you know? So it's like,
right.
So
it's a kid. You just sign for kids.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Look at, who was it? Doug Flutie used to stand outside for 3 hours signing for little kids.
No, that's right.
You know what I mean? Like, he was, and he was by far a bigger star than John Jones will ever be, so.
But, yeah, I know. Well, John Jones could be bigger, but he just keeps making himself go backwards. So,
right, right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, and now what's it going to be, 2 years before he can fight again?
If it's a PED, you won't see him for 2 years. He won't in America. He'll probably go to Japan and fight there because there's a lot of
things. Or Brazil.
Yeah, someplace else. But, man, Fats, thanks for calling and telling us about tonight, the Victory Church there tonight, the MMA 9 fights. Definitely check it out, man.
Yeah, it's going to be good. There's 4 titles on the line. There's even a women's fight.
All right. So I've seen a lot of women's fight the last couple of days, and, man, I'll tell you, they go better than guys most of the time. So, you know.
Yeah, you're right, with all the energy in the world,
sure.
Man.
Thanks for calling, brother.
Later on, bro.
Later. All right. 222-1280, Star Toys, a number, definitely. And, like, if you're not going to go see Ian DeKay's last match in Rochester, you can go catch some MMA at Victory Church in Henrietta, or you can come out and watch UFC 200 with Salvatore's with us tonight. But we're going to talk about the Final Deletion right now. Now, Final Deletion was the last segment of this past week's TNA Impact on Pop TV. You guys are watching TV. What's going on? What's so preoccupied?
Some weird thing that nobody in this room needs.
It looks like a George Foreman grill that goes on top of your head. It's called the Eye Grow or something like that, and it supposedly helps make your hair grow.
Using LED lights, so you put a helmet over your head and it's...
Sorry, we just saw it random.
Wait, hold on. I have to put it in terms that Cash will understand. Yeah. Think X-Men, Professor X, Cerebro.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
okay.
But, and LED lights all over your head, red.
Nice. Yeah, what he said. I have no idea what that even means, but I agree.
So where am I going to put the tin foil if I got that on my head?
It comes with tinfoil in it. Don't worry.
Okay. Very interesting. So we probably should shut the TV off. Nevertheless, we're
going to... So anyway, all right.
Okay, Final Deletion. Final Deletion, the last segment of Pop's TV's Impact Wrestling this past week. They built up to it during the show. We got to meet Matt Hardy's gardener.
Miguel.
Well, we kind of half met him before in the first the promos that happened a while back.
Sure. He's been around. Obviously, they went all out and made this like a very cinematic wrestling match. I mean, it wasn't really... You didn't watch it for the wrestling. There was wrestling going on, but it was, you know, camera angle staged.
It was a short film, really. It was 20 minutes in total.
Yeah, and it was, but it was great. They were fighting with Roman candles at each other, and it starts off with these drones from Matt Hardy's house going over to Jeff Hardy's house, and 3D images popping up of Matt Hardy,
which I said during the break when it came up, and Matt Hardy had talked as the that silhouette. What is it again? When he came up glowing.
Oh yeah, it was a hologram.
Like the hologram.
Hologram.
Yeah.
When he came up like that, and then Jeff Hardy goes, "Oh, hell no!" I go, "He is a horrible speaker. He should just not talk."
Oh, immediately jumps on his motorcycle and
starts swiping him with his hand and slapping him out of the air.
He's knocking down the
It
drone.
Was so stupid that it was amazing.
It was. It was very, very Lucha Underground. I mean, that's the feeling I got immediately.
With the birthday party.
But also the very Games of Thrones-ish, too. Then that's what Matt Hardy's doing. It's like, you know, he's the accent he puts on or whatever, you know.
That he can't quite nail down because it's never the same.
That's all right. That's the thing is, he's a broken Matt Hardy. He's not supposed to be anything. He's just broken.
Yeah, it's broken Matt Hardy. That's
his
newest character.
And here's the thing, honestly, and I said it in a text, this is the best work that he's done since we used to get Mattitude Facts. That stuff was amazing when he was V1, right?
Amazing.
It was amazing. It was the most amazing wrestling I've ever seen.
Your pocket protector's in the way.
But here's the thing. Honestly, I thought it was an amazing video for what TNA's produced over the years. That was the... Even Chris Jericho said that is the best character that they have ever had in TNA wrestling.
Yeah, it's not your typical wrestling. It's like the docudrama, or what do they call it? The lucha dramas that they do. It's you have to put in suspension of disbelief and just sit back and enjoy.
So with the deletion, Hardy being deleted,
yes,
is it safe to say Jeff Hardy has gone from TNA and maybe on the way to WWE?
And it may be, because he is definitely, but he's also still suffering from his injuries from his motorcycle accident.
I thought you were going to say from the final deletion. I'm like, well, that
fire did get on fire. Okay. Yeah. He almost got drowned.
He did fall off the giant cross, you know.
You know what? I actually haven't asked Danny. I want to hear all of your thoughts on this because Danny said he absolutely hated it, and I want to know why. And I told him to save it.
And
for
some
the
people
air.
Hated it.
That just sums it up. I can't exactly pinpoint the one thing it is, but I was so excited to watch it, and I watched it, and I just wanted those 20 minutes back.
Not entertained.
No,
really.
I just thought the whole thing was stupid.
Zero stars would not watch again.
Yeah.
But it's supposed to be out of the norm of WWE. Maybe, and you know, take this with no disrespect to you, maybe step out of WWE for once, Danny. Try a new thing. You
Listen, WWE's having the New Day go to the Wyatt place. So
yeah, they're playing off of TNA
the
now.
The Wyatt place.
Well, who is playing off of Lucha Underground?
They call it the Wyatt compound. That's what they said.
So, Señor Miguel is an extraordinary xylophone. Gracias.
Yeah, they're just mad.
Why are you shaking your head, Danny?
This candle shall burn for eternity until tonight.
I thought it was amazing. So,
I mean, outside of the world of wrestling, yeah, it's entertaining, but I don't know.
It was
a really campy 80s movie feel.
But not even 80s. It could be even older. It might be like 70s, you know?
You know, I wasn't around for that.
All right, let's talk about this here. Rebby. Okay. You like Rebby?
Yes, I do. I like Rebby Sky, yes.
Meh. I think Stephanie McMahon compared to her, Stephanie.
Oh my, let's not go there. 222-1280. Star 1280, we got Scott from Henrietta. Scott, brother Scott, are you there?
I knew you'd come.
I was working on my fleet of elite aerial assault robot. Questions and I needed to call in. And I actually that was really good that time.
Good job.
It was the best segment of wrestling in years and it had nothing to do with wrestling. It was just that entertaining.
Yeah, you know, it would have been really cool as if maybe Jeff Hardy started disappearing after he lost. You know, like, you know, kind of like he's digitally deleted or something. You know, I mean, I know that Matt Hardy took over his Twitter and pretty much he's like, you know, getting rid of everything, any sort of trace of Jeff Hardy. Now my problem is, and it's not really a problem. I think they set this up very well because they set up some matches during the show that now people who are just tuning in to watch that craziness are going to want to watch now, like Bobby Lashley and EC3 now. Or no, not Bobby. Who is it? Bobby Lashley and who is it? He's right there set up for him. Oh, he's wrestling the X titles being handed in. So it's going to be Davey.
Bennett. Mike Bennett.
No, it's not Bennett.
No, I'm sorry. Eddie Edwards.
Eddie Edwards. Yeah.
Edwards. And now EC3 and Drew Galloway are actually feuding.
Yeah, so
is funny because that they're a team in Evolve.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I was gonna say but they set both those matches up during the wait for this final deletion. So they did a good thing. The problem is how do they keep going off the momentum of this? I mean, you really can't go back and do, you know, the telenovela that they did last week. You know,
telenovela.
That's it. Telenovela.
I will say from what he said.
Thanks, Jay-Z.
I will say that Scott said it was the best thing to do with wrestling in a long time, but it had no wrestling. Think about some of the best promos. CM Punk's pipe bomb was nearly 7 minutes long, right?
Years ago this past week.
Right.
Yeah.
But what I'm trying to say, and actually NWO, Birth of NWO was yesterday, 20 years ago. There's something for you.
Lots of history in July.
But my point is,
can you name, since the pipe bomb, anything that has made you smile watching a wrestling show as much as watching that one?
But what I'm saying is there has been some really like good New Day segments, right? Some really good Seth Rollins promos. There's great promos that last 15 minutes. This thing was 2 minutes longer, 17 minutes. You can't tell me you weren't as entertained as you were as a crappy opening Raw promo. That sometimes can be funny.
It was nice to see a little bit of levity. It's not. It doesn't always have to be the I want the championship or I'm in control or some stupid authority angle. It was nice just to, you know, have a moment where it was just something lighthearted. They probably wanted to put off the tone of serious, but any serious wrestling fan was just giggling watching the match. It was just fun. It was nice to see some fun brought back into a show.
Yeah, they enjoyed themselves.
It's something that's going to live on for years. It's that good of a segment.
Yeah, and that piano thing, that's what really turned us on to it a while ago, is when they had the remix.
That was the best thing to come of it,
that 15-minute thing of all different songs that Matt Hardy played, with every one of them ending with, Brother Nero, I knew you'd come. Yeah. Which they even brought back in this one for you, Danny, except this time he's playing a violin.
If you like it, that's fine. It's just my opinion. I didn't like it. I'm not bashing it. I'm just saying me personally.
Just a fun sucker.
Just,
I want to stand in a correction. CM Punk was 5 years ago this past week. Wow. 5 years ago, the pipe bomb came out. So it was like that didn't seem like that long. And CM Punk, you know, I mean, we'll see, maybe see UFC. But yeah, I just definitely think it's, let's see what they can build off. Let's see what happens. Next week's going to be Destination X, I believe. That's the name of the show. We're going to get three really prime matches for Pop TV. And I know we don't get Pop TV in here, this area, but I'll tell you, I'll tell you real simple how to see it. Go to Google, type in TNA space Impact, and then the date, and then boom, you'll see many places in which you can watch the show. And
TNA was the first to put up the final deletion.
They put it up, yeah, like 2 minutes after the show ended.
That was a great idea too. I mean, they did a really good job of marketing that this week, because if you were following them on Twitter, the day of the airing, they had like previews of, you know, wrestling commentators on sites who got sneak previews and got post reaction videos. They had some great, like EC3 was just laughing his head off.
That's what made me want to watch it, was all those promos of those guys watching it. My favorite one was Disco Inferno kept laughing. I was like, all right, I need to see this.
Yeah, definitely. And the incredible reaction after it came out too, and all WWE people commentating on it. You know, it's like, you know, it definitely broke the barrier of just wrestling.
I'm not saying it was the best thing ever. Honestly, it was just it was just really refreshing and fun to see.
Yeah, it was nice.
It was the first one in a couple of years that we could actually talk about and just say, you know what, it was fun and it was a lot of fun. It's certainly not going to go down as the greatest thing ever, but it's a great moment.
Hands down, the best thing TNA has done in a very long time.
And that's
the
thing, probably,
it kind of makes you forget about the whole angle with AJ Styles and the baby and I was aces say, and eights. And
what's the last good thing that TNA really did was probably the birth of Main Event Mafia. I thought that was really good.
Yeah.
But before that, maybe all the stuff prior to that, all the years before. But this is the best thing they have done in at least close to 10 years.
Not Aces and Eights, you don't like.
I thought Aces and Eights was really good, but it was just a ganged version of NWO.
It was slowly NWO revealing. Bikers.
And then ended up having Bubba Ray, our bully, becoming that leader.
I did think that it made him a breakout single star. Absolutely. Oh, yeah. I would love for him to go on a singles run as Bully Ray in WWE.
Yeah.
They can't use Bully because of, you know, the Bully campaign. But yeah. I think that it made a great thing out of it. But I don't think it was the best thing to come out of it. I really thought that this whole Hardy thing has been, it's had my attention for the last several months.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. And the thing is it's had its best numbers ever on this Pop TV channel.
That's so sad.
Which, you know, I mean, the thing is and listen, I can't even watch it on Pop TV. So think about how many people are like me watching versions of this on these illegal feeds and stuff. So I'm just throwing that out there. Scott, anything else, buddy?
Actually, I was just going to stay off by this is the first week where I've watched TNA and I've watched Lucha, and I was more entertained watching TNA. And that in itself is impressive. But I've been a huge TNA fan, and this week I honestly think TNA did a much better job than Lucha. So I my hat is off to TNA. My hat is off to the Hardys. They did a wonderful job. They had a great summer, or they're having a great summer. It's fun to watch, and I'm really wondering what they're going to do next, and that's hard to say these days.
You know what's funny is one of the Lucha producers was bad-mouthing the thing the whole time on Twitter. And I'm not going to say who it was, but it's a guy who used to work for the WWE, too.
And then he had to backpedal. And,
because of the reaction people were getting. They were borrowing. They're using that, you know.
But everybody borrows. Attitude Era, whatever WWE had, WCW tried to create. Same thing, vice versa.
And WWE is doing it right now with the Wyatts and the...
Yeah, we'll see what happens when they go to visit the compound this week coming up. But, Scott, thanks for the call, brother.
Take care, everybody. I'm going back to work on my fleet of robots. Watch out the windows because one might be popping in to say hello.
Well, we're on the 16th floor, but actually we're the 17th floor, yeah.
It would have to be an extraordinary drone to get up here.
Yes.
Gracias.
So, brothers, we have to go to break. We'll be back on the flip side. You're listening to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
SmackDown Live needs a woman like me Eddie Edwards, I gotta say, congratulations on your win. And you have a huge decision to make. You can either keep the X Division title, or you can vacate it and go for the TNA World Heavyweight title. And I think that decision should be very, very simple. Keep your title and continue your reign as the X Division champion. Because I'm gonna tell you right now, you are not ready for this.
Washington.
How you doing?
Adams.
How you doing?
Jefferson.
How you doing?
Madison Monroe.
How you doing?
Adams, Jackson, Van Buren. Harrison, Tyler, Polk, Taylor, Fillmore, Pierce, Buchanan, and Lincoln. Johnson, Grant. Hayes, Garfield, Arthur Cleveland, Harrison Cleveland, McKinley Roosevelt. Taft, Wilson, Harding, Coolidge, Hoover, Roosevelt, Truman. Eisenhower, Kennedy, Johnson, Nixon, Ford, Carter, Reagan, Bush, Clinton, Bush, Obama. Would all be insulted if they were looking at what I'm looking at in that ring right now.
This is the Nature Boy, Ric Flair. You're listening to the Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK. Listen or feel the pain. Woo! Woo!
How you doing? All right, welcome back to the Pain Clinic. By the way, Bob Backlund would be proud of Enzo Amore. Because he could name all the presidents.
And that they should have had Bob Backlund walk right out and hand him an autograph picture.
Something, yeah, because that's the only way you're going to get it is if you name all the presidents. And he's serious about it, too. I'd like to see if Darren Young can give all the presidents.
I think they're grooming him to be the next Backlund, where he's just going to snap and start doing the crossface chicken wing and be mean like he was in 94.
I hope so.
I'm okay with that.
Me too. You know what? I grew up as a Bob Backlund fan when he was a face. I think he might have been the last face champion I ever was a fan of. I mean, Stone Cold was a face, but...
Mark won't admit this, but he cried when Backlund beat Bret Hart when
the towel got thrown in.
Mark was distraught.
I was distraught. I didn't cry, but I was definitely distraught. Did we watch it at your house?
Yeah.
Oh, that was...
Are you sure? Were there tears?
Stupid Owen. He talked his mom into throwing in the towel. Why?
Bret never gave up.
Come on, Martha.
Bret didn't give up. Owen screwed Bret in that. Martha screwed Bret in that.
That's right. She did.
The Hart family screwed Bret.
That's right. Yeah, well, yeah, everyone screws Bret, apparently. So, hey, welcome back to the show. Don't forget tonight we're going to be out at Salvatore's at the Garage Door and Salvatore's Saloon for UFC 200. No cover charge. The prelims start at 8. The main card starts at 10. Come join us. We'll have a good time. I promise you it'll be like a party situation. There's nothing else going on tonight. Well, except for unless you're going to go see Mark Fantasia play out.
That's right. I'll be playing at Flaherty's in Webster.
All right, so you can go see Mark Fantasia play out, or you can come out and watch UFC.
And in 2 weeks, come hang out with myself and Apex, either on Friday, IWF, Summer Bash in Brockport, or donate some blood on Saturday.
Okay, talk about that for a second, Apex. We got you. We're having Rock City Roller Derby's having their annual blood drive 2 weeks from today, I believe.
That is correct. On the 23rd of July from 9 till 2 o'clock at Bill Gray's Regional Iceplex. Or Burgerplex, as I like
is that,
to.
Is that right behind MCC?
It is in MCC.
It's like part of their parking lot, right?
Yeah. It is part of their, you know, little crap shoot of buildings.
Gotcha.
We will be taking donors for Rock City Roller Derby. It's our second annual one that I've put together. You can go to redcrossblood.org and look up our blood drive by date. And add yourself in there. Do not forget to bring your ID because you cannot donate blood without an ID. And if you can do double red cell donations, please sign up because we need those more than anything.
Very cool. And last year we did pretty good, right?
We did excellent. I'm actually donating this year even though I'm deathly afraid of anything.
My philosophy on needles is look the other way when they're doing it and you won't feel it.
No, I have to look.
Those double donations, I actually like doing those. I know that probably sounds weird, but
it feels you like cool, you like though. The old yeah. double there, Danny. Okay, cool, gotcha.
They send it back into your body.
Yeah, you're like, okay, it's well, like, oh, it's like I'm being hooked up to the Matrix or something.
They centrifuge
warm out. Blood coming yeah. out of one arm and cold, like cold blood coming back in the other.
It feels really
never
cool.
Never done that.
That's pretty wild.
Yeah, they cycle your blood through a machine to separate the platelets out, and then they put the blood back in.
Never
so
knew that.
So it's like my warm blood's coming out now. I get cold blood, and you get like a little shivery, but it's cool.
Yeah, I've actually had
feel like the devil on one side, the angel on the other. Nice.
Yeah, you know, it's getting clean too. So you're saying, yeah, take the junk out of me, you know, and put
take
back
my
in the
junk.
Put the plasma.
It's a little
back
early
in.
For that, Apex.
Yeah,
it's never too early to take my junk.
Well, she did bring Cash a Sunday this morning.
Yeah, I know. If you want to come and sit on the show, bring me a Reese's Pieces Sunday from that place that makes those Sundays. So.
No. Listen, I know how to stay on the show.
You don't have
I'm
to.
Not
don't
stupid.
Worry. It was awful nice of you. And now I'm like,
I will say I got my seat back today.
Yeah, I'm amped on sugar. So
well,
it's
I didn't
like,
want anyone crying.
All right. Hey, by the way, we were talking about Impact, and you know they put out a big announcement this past week. Starting July 21st, they're moving back to Thursday nights at 8 p.m. So obviously, with WWE going live with SmackDown on Tuesdays, they don't want the competition. They're going to Thursday. I think it's a great idea. We still have Thursday night wrestling,
and we got Wednesday nights.
I'm sorry, but how many times have they switched now?
In just the last 2 years alone?
When they're...
3 years.
Well, this is our first one since moving to this station, Pop TV. They've moved. They've been Friday. They've been Tuesday.
But how can one fan keep up with them? You know what I mean?
That's what I was just going to say. Like, to play devil's advocate here, they've had low numbers. Granted, the Hardy stuff got them the highest numbers they've had since they've been on Pop TV. But really, like, if you want to try to track that show, how do you keep track of all these changes they keep making?
Now, and think about this, too. This sounds stupid, but, you know, some people are still going off the streaming mode with Netflix, Hulu. But the people who do have cable, a lot of them use DVR. If you have that thing set for Wednesday night... And it stops airing, you don't get it, and you're like, oh, I guess they're not airing anymore. You just don't pay attention.
Well, if you have it set to just all first airings, it would change with it.
Yeah, I can say mine does, too. Like, whenever SmackDown's
moved, it's... I don't
know
what DVR you have.
I don't have a DVR. My point is
Mark
that
has to crank start his.
Oh, jeez. This is why I don't come here anymore, honestly.
You guys
gotta
get out and get in the front and give it a crank and then go back in.
In all fairness, when you're not here, like, I feel like we give Cash twice as much crap.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Thank you for being here, Mark.
I thought you were about to say something really mean. Like, when you're not here, it's really a good show. I was about ready to just quit.
Well, me and Cash say that, just not publicly and on the air.
Yeah. I was just going to cut a promo and quit, so.
Stop it. We need you because you are actually going to be going to SmackDown.
You do need me, Rich.
I do need you.
I'm going to SmackDown. You don't need him.
You guys are, I know, but you know what?
What kind of perspective are you going to have?
Oh, my God, I saw Enzo.
He said all the president and vice presidents this time.
Listen, as a history major in college,
dork.
I was amply excited when he correctly named all the presidents in order.
Well, you know, he probably practiced them all morning, you know, or all afternoon. So
that's fine.
So can we quickly talk about this Wednesday?
This
Wednesday is not only NXT Nakamura versus Baylor or Balor.
Baylor.
But then right after
Brother
that.
Brother Balor.
I knew you'd come.
All right, so after that match, which apparently was amazing because, as we know, it's a already pre-taped match, but after that will be the first round of the Cruiserweight Classic for the WWE on the network. And the best part about that is all the bracket was just revealed this past Wednesday. A lot of great stars coming out of it. I'm really excited.
You get to see some guys returning to the WWE.
Tajiri V. Brian Kendrick, otherwise known as Eva Marie's trainer.
That's right, and we get to see a guy who was in TNA, T.J. Perkins, not too long ago. He was, what was his name, Manic?
Yep.
Cedric
Alexander from Ring of Honor.
He was in TNA, too. Yeah, there's a lot of big names in there.
I said to Danny on the break, let's not forget Ibushi from
Ibushi,
New
who,
Japan.
He was at that last live show in Dallas, I think, wasn't he?
Yes.
Yeah, he was in the crowd they showed him.
I think... Well, Danny had said it, you know, it sucks that Ciampa and Gargano are going in the first round against each other. They could have saved it, but I think Gargano is going to move on quickly, and they're going to use Ciampa on NXT.
Well, they could use that as a way to split them, too, from NXT.
Oh, don't split them. They're a great tag team right now.
I know, but you could build a storyline off of that because of this tournament, you know?
But I'm going to call it right now. The finals are the Brian Kendrick against Zack Sabre Jr.
Okay. And Zack Sabre's getting a lot of press,
That's what I mean. That bracketology, they talked about him for a good straight 5 minutes. I go, well, we know who's going to the finals.
Yeah, he's getting a lot of run. And this is starting this Wednesday. So, and if you saw the bracketology, you got to see Daniel Bryan and Mauro Ranallo just break down. Was it 32 guys out there? Is it 32? Yep. Yeah, it's a huge tournament. And
I want to know
guys,
how many matches are each night, and I don't want to look at the spoilers ahead of time, but I'm curious as to how many matches will air each night.
I'd assume four.
Yeah, that's what I'm assuming, too. And it's
25-minute matches, not horrible, yeah.
And the thing 20-ish. is they had some guys that didn't make weight, and they were serious about it. And if you were over 205, you did not make it. So they sent some guys home who originally were going to be in the tournament, too. I don't know if you won't see that in the bracketology because it happened already, but there was a few guys that, you know, that just didn't make, they're serious about it, it's kind of silly, you know, just because, you know, apparently in the second rounds of this, they have to make weight too. So it's not like they can go home and start eating, you know, McDonald's and giant subs and stuff and putting on the weight. They're going to have to stay 205 and under. Now, there's some guys that are 140 and 150 in there. There's some really small guys.
If they show up and don't make weight, there's an issue.
Yeah, but it's the guys who are like 204 that were like, you know, teetering.
You had to make the weight the day of the weigh-in?
Yeah.
Now you're fine.
No, I think they said they were going to do it in the second round, too.
You got to watch the bracketology. Okay. They said, I think Mauro actually said, he goes, now that he's weighed in, he goes, how big will he be for this event?
That's true, because that's how like UFC works. You weigh in at that low weight, and then as soon as you put 10 pounds back on with the water, you know?
Right.
You
know, that being said, they also break down in that, it was a great intro to everything where they break down a lot of the guys who were in it. But they also broke down talking about back when it was Jericho, Guerrero, Malenko, cruiserweight was considered anything under 230 and under, 235 and under.
Yeah.
This is 205. They purposely went that way because back then the average guy who was wrestling was much bigger, but now guys are a lot smaller nowadays.
Definitely, and that we got to go to break on that, man. Good breakdown, Mark. I cannot wait for this Wednesday.
That's all I've been watching. Why watch Raw?
Yeah, well.
Unless you want to beat up John Cena.
Yeah, everybody wants to beat up John Cena, don't they?
We're gonna take a break. We're gonna pay some bills. We're gonna eat some donuts,
and then we're gonna beat up John Cena. Yeah. Some holidays coming up. We got to beat up John Cena. Okay, we're going to break. You're listening to the Pink Link on Fox Sports 1280.
A huge holiday today. It's July 4th. That's America's birthday. We got to do something on the best holiday of the year, right? I got an idea. Yeah. Beat up John Cena!
You maniacs, Hulk Hogan, the greatest of all time, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic, so what you gonna do?
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man here with Mark Fantasia, DC Dan Cole, Apex Predator, and you, and we're gonna be out tonight. Salvatore's Saloon, Salvatore's Garage Door for UFC 200.
What time does that start?
The pay-per-view starts at 10, but the prelims start at 8 on FX1.
Mark Fantasia starts at 9. Come get a quick drink and then head right out to, it's actually not too far from there. I think maybe about a good 10, 15-minute drive. That's it.
Just hop on 104 there and drop off, you know? I would say so, but come on out, watch UFC 200. Go see Mark, then come see us. Have a lot of fun.
I'm not saying drink and drive.
No, but one will not. But I will say also, if you're out and about and you want to see some wrestling today, don't miss Upstate Pro Wrestling's Red, White, and Bruise today. Doors open at 6 o'clock. It's at the Eagles Club, 1200 Buffalo Road. And you get to see Ian DeKay's last match in Rochester. One of the highlights of what, you know, if you're a fan of Rochester Wrestling, he's been around since we started this show. So go check him out. And definitely support the guys. It's going to be a great show tonight. Let's get back to the wrestling talk. See? Yeah, you like the vaudevillians music, huh?
But this is a song that plays when Mark starts up his DVR.
But they changed the their theme on Raw, didn't they?
Yeah, well, they have the guy with the cone coming out and doing the intro.
No, they still have that, but they don't have the diddly diddly.
No, because you have to make them evil.
Yeah, right.
Who else has new music? Zack Ryder. Just wanted to go.
He does?
He does. It started debuted this past Thursday. And he actually beat, you know, he has new music and he beat Sheamus.
Sure did.
That's pretty crazy.
How weird is it that now he's having the best year of his life?
Now, though, he's going to have that U.S. title match on Monday against Rusev and look like a jackass like they always make him. So
how could they not give
Titus the championship on 4th of July.
Yeah.
That was the only thing that actually made me interested, because I was like, well, 4th of July, it could be a good time to hand him the title. You're predicted to have horrible ratings. Throw people a bone.
Nah. Yeah, I was thinking, I'm like, maybe
even
we'll
if I was cheating and then you lose it the next day on SmackDown, I was fine with it.
222-1280 star 20 is the number. Yeah, I know, I agree. I mean, if he's not winning that, he's not going to win it.
How
ever.
Long was that food fight intro?
It was way too long. It was like 15 minutes, you know, or it just kept going on.
Oh, come on. I love the food
fights. We've got, yeah, they are.
Kevin Owens sitting under the table eating a bag of chips.
But then someone randomly hit him.
Yeah, the cameraman got him.
It was stupid.
And then he screamed like a little girl and threw things around. We got Rashawn on the line. What's up, Rashawn?
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm give me a cup of coffee and beat up John Cena.
Good morning. All right. Yes. That has been that hashtag has been trending, beating up John Cena. So I've seen that everywhere.
No, I just had one little thought this week, and it's a little bit more tradecraft thing. And actually, I've been enjoying Apex's commentary this morning, listening in. So part of the old tradecraft is, you know, recycling people's theme songs. So I think Apex Predator needs to get Ashley Massaro's theme song.
Which one? No, that terrible song from Ashley Massaro. Oh, hold on.
Light a fire.
Hold on.
I don't remember it. I think I blocked it out.
You guys keep talking.
Remember the Philly trip? Come on.
I can't think of it.
It's the one. It's a it has like terrible lyrics.
All I can hear right now is Trish. I'm like, time to rock and roll. That's all I keep hearing.
Hold on. You ready? Here it is right here. Okay, ready? Please don't hit me.
Next up on the stage, Jade next on the stage.
I'm going to love you nice. All right. That's Ashley Massaro's line.
Center stage, Apex Predator.
Yes. Hold on.
Here you go.
Hey,
you know what? I got to get some breakfast and then I'll beat up John Cena again. Y'all have a good one.
Yeah, you too, brother. Good. Thank you for the contribution. Now we're running out of time, so definitely one last chance. I want to tell you to come out and hang out with us tonight. Salvatore's at the garage door. We'll be there, 149 East Ridge Road. No cover charge for UFC 200 tonight, Mark. also, Salvatore's Saloon, no cover charge if you're out in Scottsville. I mean, with the way Salvatore's are changing, we may be at all of them very soon for these events. So, yeah,
Salvatore's, is it Salvatore's Pizza Pub?
Pizza Pub, Pizza Pub.
Oh,
yeah.
Man, so... You're saying that maybe everywhere, man. There's one right down the road from me. I'll be glad to host every pay-per-view for you.
Very cool. So, we got to get out of here. I want to thank you for listening. Thank you guys for making it. We'll come back next week, talk about the Cruiserweight tournament going on right now.
And then we're
going
to beat up John Cena.
Then we're going to beat up John Cena. We're going to go out to UFC tonight. Then we're going to beat up John Cena. And then we've got, you know, tons of stuff to do.
I'm playing at Flaherty's and Webster, then and beat up John Cena.
We're going to eat pizza, and we're going to eat wings, and we're going to drink Diet Pepsi. We're going to watch some fights. And then we're going to beat up John Cena.
All right. So thank you, John Cena, for being a good sport. We'll see you next week, folks. Thanks for listening.
Beat up John Cena.